Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is brought to you by SAMA, the Southern Alleghenies Museum of Art at the Anderson House, Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years, and by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I'll return shortly to today's guest, Paul Robine of the Officers Christian Fellowship, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Attention race fans, Thomas Chevrolet is giving away a NASCAR Racecation for two. Test drive a Chevy now through September 1st at Thomas Chevrolet in Bedford, and you'll be entered to win a Racecation of a lifetime that includes riding shotgun with race car legend Dale Jr., 5 nights hotel accommodations, tickets to watch the big NASCAR races at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Visit thomaschevrolet.com to find your ride. Thomas Chevrolet, located along Business Route 220 in Bedford. All details at the dealership.
At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, Tim Turner is the new executive chef, and you're in for a real treat.
This is still good food, and I think that that's what helps bring a little bit more of the fine dining, but it still gives you that home country cooking where you can make a nice steak and potato dish, still make it taste great.
You don't have to live here to eat here. Call Homewood now for reservations at 623-0349 to learn what's cooking tonight. Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is Tim Harkle-Rhodes, CEO at Conemaugh Nason Medical Center in Roaring Spring, Pennsylvania. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
So when I first met my guest, he said, a lot of people think we land black helicopters here at night, and we're really a secret CIA operation. We're in the woods down here in Man's Choice. Black SUVs come in at night, and they come out at night, and no one knows what we do. Well, of course, we know this is all malarkey. Where I really am is at the White Sulphur Springs, home of the Officers Christian Fellowship, and with us is retired Lieutenant Colonel Paul Robine, who is the head muckety-muck here. They call him the center director. So, Paul, first of all, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. It's great to have you.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here.
I have only been here for a few years. I understand we've both been here about the same amount of time, about 4 years. This is the second time I've ever been on your facility, and the first time was just a week or two ago when Art Halverson was very gracious to bring me in and introduce you. This is an astonishing Shangri-La in the middle of, where are we, Harrison Township, I guess
this
is?
Yeah.
When was this built?
Yeah, well, the building you're in right now is the Heritage House, which was built in 2011. So we've been operating here for about 7 years. But have been here 40 years now as a ministry, operating initially out of the old original White Sulphur Springs Hotel at the bottom of the hill here on our property, which we call the Harrison House.
Yeah. So this is new, 2007, you said.
2011.
So it's even newer. So it's 2011. And prior to that, did you operate out of the older building at the bottom of the hill here?
Exactly. From 1978 up until 2011, when this building was opened, we operated in the old facility, the old White Sulphur Springs Hotel, which OCF purchased in 1978 from the owners at that time, Paul and Patricia Cochran.
Can you kind of give us a 25-word version of maybe the religious mission of this and what it's about?
OCF, Officers Christian Fellowship, is a non-denominational, lay-led mission ministry of Christian military leaders that are interested in encouraging one another to integrate their faith with their calling to serve in the military. And so what that means is living out their faith in being effective leaders and bringing their faith and those values into their service in the military, wherever they are, and taking care of their soldiers, sailors, airmen, and serving their country and in doing their duty.
How long have you been around?
OCF's been around since 1943 here in the United States, and we came out of World War II when American Christian officers were serving in England at the time. and came across fellow believers in the British military that were part of the British Officers Christian Union. And that had been formed in the late 1800s when some Christian officers recognized a need for fellowship and prayer and Bible study together, and so they formed their union to do that and to encourage one another. And so early in the World War II effort, some American officers recognized the same need and brought that idea back to the United States and formed the, we called it the Officers Christian Union then as well, for probably about the first 20 years, up until the early 1960s when it changed to Officers Christian Fellowship.
So you said it's non-denominational, so it's not wrapped around any organized religion.
It is Christian.
Yes.
So our statement of faith is is an Orthodox Christian statement of faith, but it's not not denominationally based like Presbyterian or Baptist or Lutheran. So we have a great cross-section of Christians in the military that are part of OCF, from some Catholic members through plenty of the Protestant denominations. One of the great things, I believe, about OCF, Officers Christian Fellowship, and so our fellowship is centered around our beliefs in Jesus Christ, of course, and our statement of faith is very orthodox, but we major in the majors and minor in the minors, and so there are plenty of finer doctrinal points that lots and lots of churches have split over, and denominations, entire denominations have been formed over an interpretation of different issues, which when you get down to what defines a core Christian belief, those are not core. They are not that they're not unimportant, but when it comes to uniting for fellowship and encouragement and prayer, you can do that across denominational lines, and OCF does that very well in encouraging us to really to major in the major points of what is important to believe and to.
I read part of your mission statement on your website, and I was struck with the fact that, as you said, it really is on the core elements of Christianity and some of the core doctrinal beliefs that I would suspect go across all the faiths you just mentioned, without getting into whether, you know, the Baptists baptized and the Presbyterians or whatever. But the notion that it's strongly Christian and your belief in Christ as the Son of God is what's core here, from what I can tell from your
mission statement. Absolutely.
Yeah. We are speaking to Paul Robine, who is the center director for this fabulous place. We're going to, in the second half of the program, I'm going to get Paul to describe to me a little bit about this facility. I saw in the photographs of these, by the way, the website is sensational. It's really very well
done.
Thank you. All right, showing these guys in their camos sitting around a table, or sometimes they're standing at parade rest, and there's a guy, I guess, giving a sermon or a speech or something. So it's a very military operation, obviously, an outfit. If I'm deployed someplace, I don't know, let's say I'm in Yokosuka, Japan. You know, I was in the Navy, so that's all I know about, things like that. Would I be able to find an OCF outfit in place like that? And maybe specifically not that base, but something like that?
I'd mentioned earlier, OCF is a lay-led organization, and so we really rely on our members grabbing the vision of being leaders themselves wherever they're called to serve, and to be leaders within OCF. And so you get assigned to Yokosuka and there's no one else there. Well, look in the mirror,
I see.
And say,
you can be the leader.
you started up.
Gotcha.
I
see.
But we do have, thankfully, lots and lots of folks that do that and have grasped the vision. And when they get to a new place, they do start something. Almost anywhere you go, you're going to find something. As you know, the military is very transient and people move, and so we're always in need of starting up again and reigniting in certain areas and locations because somebody maybe had something going and led it for a few years and then is reassigned, and we need someone else to step in and pick that up. But we do have a few locations where we have what we call field staff assigned, and so we have some full-time staff members with an OCF that are assigned at key installations. We call them centers of mass. They are places where a large population of officers might rotate through for various educational assignments. So we have them at the military academies, West Point, Annapolis, Air Force Academy, Coast Guard Academy. We have them also at places like Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, where the staff colleges for the Army, or at Pensacola, Florida, where the flight training is for the Navy and the Marine Corps. at Maxwell Air Base, where they have a number of different schools there for kind of the entry-level officer school, as well as their senior service college and their staff college.
Our guest is Paul Rubin, director of the White Sulphur Springs here in Man's Choice, also known as the Officer Christian Fellowship. Where do your members come from?
It is primarily officers. It's Officers Christian Fellowship is a ministry to the military. We want to see the military impacted by Christ-like leaders. And so we focus on military leaders. Of course, officers are leaders, but we also have non-commissioned officers and warrant officers. We have retired, we have active duty, we have former, we have reserve and National Guard members as well. So
a retired E7 could get into this thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Because I didn't know if that was what made it limiting. Was it? I thought if you weren't a commissioned officer, didn't have the bars in your shoulders, you couldn't join.
No, anybody can join, and it's if you have a heart for ministry to the military and want to reach out to really to grow our military leaders and develop them in the idea of integrating their faith and serving well where they're called to impact the military, then by all means, step in and join us. We'd love to have anybody that would be interested in doing that.
Do chaplains get involved in this, military chaplains?
They do. We've got a lot of chaplains that are members. And one of our, we call them pillars, kind of foundational aspects of what we try and do is to support the chaplaincy. Mm-hmm. And so we want to partner with what the chaplains are doing. They are there by statutory law to provide religious freedom, to our servicemen and women, to give them the access that they deserve and by the Constitution are guaranteed. And so the chaplains have a mission. We want to support them as they provide the religious services to the military members. We can support them in that as a lay-led parachurch ministry.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the military right now that is, at odds with what you and I know are taught in the Bible. And I'm wondering, is OCF involved in any of that discussion, or do you try to avoid that stuff?
You have to be involved at some level because it is going on, and you're engaging the culture around us, and our members are living in that and are challenged with those realities and challenges now. So we are involved in that sense in terms of how does a Christian officer serve without compromising his beliefs as a commander or as a staff officer, as a leader? How do you support the chaplains in this environment? Mm-hmm. Because the laws have changed in various areas that are unique challenges. Now, OCF is focused on that aspect of it, not trying to get into lobbying one way or another for a law change or a policy change, but just dealing with how do we equip our members to think rightly about living in this environment that we're in, serving in the military in a very dynamically changing and challenging environment with those types
of things. We'll be coming back with Paul. That when we come back, we're going to learn about this magnificent country club facility that I'm sitting in here when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. We hope you're enjoying this week's Bedford County Speaks. We're pleased to sponsor this community effort every week. Sometimes people ask us how we do business. Well, it's simple. When a family firm like us has been around for over 100 years, you learn a lot. For example, we know you don't care for haggling, so instead, we discount our vehicles up front to remove all the guessing. We also pay our sales consultants on volume rather than on the price of the car or truck. That way, everyone works to get you the vehicle you want instead of the one we may want to sell you. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru offers transparent financing with protection options to fit your budget. In addition, when you buy a car or truck from us, you get free state inspections for life, free car washes for life, and great warranties, which remove all the worry. And we'll even buy your trade for cash. So stop by our showroom today and check out our beautiful supply of Chevrolet cars, tough Chevy trucks, and those fabulous worry-free Subarus. That's the Thomas Promise. To learn more, visit us on Route 220 or thomaschevrolet.com.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to the literally beautiful White Sulphur Springs. Paul, how much land do you have here? It looks enormous.
Well, we're blessed with almost 1,100 acres.
Wow.
runs from one ridgeline to another, so lots of great hiking trails and open space there. For we have been blessed.
Well, you have, and I must say, I came in here, I saw a bunch of young people what appeared to be setting up a tent. You told me it was some sort of water shoot or something, in a field, and it looks so idyllic. These young people are down there, boys and girls, and they're having a great time. I assume that they are the issue of some of your guests here.
Yes.
And I'll let you explain. What is it you have here? You have horses, you have creeks, you have trails, you have all this stuff.
So we are a retreat and conference center, White Sulphur Springs. So part of the Officers Christian Fellowship. There's another one that OCF owns out in Colorado called Spring Canyon. So we're kind of the Eastern Conference Center and Retreat Center for OCF. And we are just this week in our first week of our summer ministry season. We call it Summer R&R. Playing obviously off the military idea, but lots and lots of great R words that our guests can come to do here, whether it's to be refreshed, to rest, to have a reunion, to reconcile perhaps relationships with their spouse or their kids, to reunite, to rekindle romance, to rock on the porch on a chair, to go rock climbing, to go running, to go horseback riding, lots and lots of things that folks can do here. Yes, so our R&R program is a family camp style program. Guests can come here for up to a week at a time, and as families or individuals, and we bring in a great speaker, and so our schedule each day would include an adult session where the speaker is teaching. We have a full kids program from nursery through high school age, and then we have activities interspersed in the afternoons and at various times throughout the week, such as horseback riding or going on our high ropes course, on our zip line.
You have a zip line?
We have a zip line.
How big is it?
Oh, a couple hundred yards,
boy.
I guess. It's a good.
And did the kids play with it too?
Oh, yeah. We put the kids up there. And then what you saw today was some of our staff setting up the water slide for this afternoon for the kids to enjoy, slip and slide down the hill. We've got a pond for swimming and got canoes and just all kinds of ways to get outside, especially this time of year, enjoy God's creation, get disconnected from the devices and other distractions that are so prevalent right now. We're a little bit of an old-fashioned place in that sense. We call it being set apart, because we don't have TVs in the rooms. Our Wi-Fi is relatively minimal here. We do have access, but it's not, we are not the most connected.
Unconnected.
You come here to get disconnected from those things and connected, you know, first to the Lord and your faith, and secondarily to people, and whether that's your spouse and your kids or other like-minded believers that are walking the same path in the military with you, to share, to encourage, to make some new lifelong friends, and to leave here kind of changed but also fired up to get back out there whether that's to the force, into the Army or the Navy, the Marines, wherever they're serving, to go back out and to serve well where God's got them assigned. And real rest, I think I hear time and time again how much people enjoy that, and they leave and make comments such as, this is the first vacation ever or in a long time where we truly feel rested and refreshed, and we don't feel like we need to take a vacation from our vacation as we get back, as I know so often happens, and we've experienced it too. And you get out and you're making memories and you're going and going and going, and you get back home and it's back to work or school, and you're just not rested.
Nothing changed.
Right.
Our guest is Paul Robon. Paul is the director of the White Sulphur Springs at the Officer Christian Fellowship facility here in Man's Spring, or Man's Choice. And I'm in a great big building. It looks like you probably had a lot of cake sales to cook this one up. This is an absolutely beautiful building. Tell me about the building. It's a big convention center, is it not?
Conference center.
Conference center, okay.
The building we're in is called the Heritage House. It's got 44 guest rooms, a couple of bunk rooms. We're in the conference room right now, which can seat about 200 or so. We've got a dining room. I have a basement with classrooms and meeting spaces for breakout groups or smaller groups. A little game room downstairs and a exercise room. So very comfortable space for all types of groups to be able to come here and enjoy a retreat or a conference. So as I was describing earlier, we're running our summer R&R program all summer. We'll do that for 8 weeks straight. We have a season where we don't run the programs, but other groups come to us to run their own retreats. And so we host lots of different Christian ministry organizations or churches and chapel groups that will come here, and it may be a ladies' retreat or a men's retreat or perhaps a church family retreat. They'll come for the weekend, and they'll bring their own speaker and program, but we will house them and feed them and maybe give them some activities such as the ropes course or horse rides or something that they can do and enjoy the their free time here.
Have you ever had a wedding here?
Well, we've had a few. We don't do weddings very often. Number one, we are very busy already. Most of our weekends are booked with retreat groups, so we don't have very many open ones.
I see.
And then weddings are very manpower intensive.
Yes.
With the wait staff that's needed to do that right, and we have a very small full-time staff. Mm-hmm. So when we do them, they're hard on us to do. So right now, we only do weddings for our own staff members when they have family members that are getting
during
married.
The break, you mentioned that you had heard a three-star speak at the National Prayer Breakfast. Have you ever had a speaker like that here? A flag officer talk?
Sure.
To?
Yeah. Yeah. We
and they come officers. To in this room where we're sitting to
yes.
do an address or a speech or a motivational thing. How does that work?
Sure. That's part of my responsibility when we run programs here is to bring the speaker to line up the set of speakers that'll come here and address our members that come for that week or that retreat weekend. So we're blessed. I generally have very I won't call it luck. I have good results when I ask. People want to come to White Sulphur Springs and to talk to the OCF members that are here because they know the impact that they can have. And it's generally just finding the right time, perhaps, that is the challenge, and getting some of those types of folks, finding open space on their calendar when they can come in here. And
now, you
talk
told
to
me
us.
You have special weekends for the service academies,
yes.
Coast Guard, Army, Air Force, Navy, and so forth. So how do you do that? You bring the cadets here?
We do. Because of proximity, we get retreat weekends from West Point, Annapolis, and the Coast Guard Academy here in the fall and in the winter. And so they'll schedule a weekend, and the OCF ministries at those academies, those field staff members will bring the cadets and midshipmen here for a retreat weekend to get them out of the academy environment, away from the challenges and stresses and distractions and things that are going on there, to get them here to refocus on their spiritual development and give them a chance to grow in those areas.
So being the Air Force Academy is in Colorado, I guess that's pretty close to the other place.
They do, right. They go to Spring Canyon,
our
other conference center. So we don't see the Air Force Academy group here. We see plenty of Air Force personnel here at White Sulphur Springs, but not the Academy group itself.
If you were to paint a picture or describe your best candidate, would it be someone retiring from the military or someone active duty? I mean, who's a good candidate for membership here?
Oh, the best candidate would be somebody just starting out.
Oh, really?
I think in their military service, a junior officer or a cadet. So somebody that could come in right from the beginning and capture the vision that this isn't just a job, this is a calling, and it's not just a professional calling, but there is a ministry calling on your life that the Lord has for you as you go out and serve to serve well professionally, but to have your eyes open for those ministry opportunities as you serve, and to really strive to see the military community impacted by Christ-like leaders.
Have you ever had any testimony from some of your members that what this membership has done for their career along those lines?
Absolutely, and I was a member for my entire career. I joined my first semester at West Point as a cadet and was active my entire 20 years on active duty, and then obviously remained connected to this ministry in retirement now from the military. It's a joy to serve here now, and that is largely because of what OCF meant in my life as a place of a ministry that helped me grow in my faith and mature and to have a vision for serving as a Christian officer throughout my career, as well as many of my best friends and mentors were OCF members at various assignments that we got connected to. So usually our first one of our first phone calls and then later emails during our career after getting a new set of orders would be to an OCF member or local leader at that new installation to find out, you know, hey, what's going on, and let them know, hey, we're coming in 6 months, 3 months, next month, whatever it was, and looking forward to meeting you. We want to get into a Bible study. And there are many ways that Christian faith and professional excellence overlap.
Sure.
And, you know, the Lord calls us to do everything wholeheartedly as unto Him and to serve our to serve our earthly masters well, and that reflects well on our faith when we do that. And so that's certainly one of the things that we encourage and teach. And from a vantage point of ministry, the reality is if you're not an effective leader, if you're not serving well, if you're not respected by your soldiers, by your peers, by your seniors, you're damaging any ministry and witness opportunity you might have. You've got to first and foremost in that environment be an effective leader before you can anyone will want to even hear your opinion about why you are an effective leader or what you think or believe about something.
Our guest is Paul Robine, and of course Paul is with me here at the White Sulphur Springs, and we have just a few minutes left, and I guess a couple of things. How is this financed? Is it all membership? Donations? What happens there?
So I'll speak to White Sulphur Springs specifically. Mm-hmm. We are, as a member of OCF, we're a nonprofit organization, 501c3, OCF is. White Sulphur Springs is financed about 25% through donations and 75% through the revenues we bring in on the prices that we charge for the a lodging night or the meals or the different program events that we have. And so we are reliant on donations, but OCF writ large, the entire organization is a nonprofit, 501c3. It's all donations based for OCF.
Can the members of the general public access facility, if they want to use your convention or conference center, can they do that?
They can. Okay. So I mentioned we have two seasons. We have our ministry season where we design and run the programs ourselves, and those are geared towards the military community.
Right.
And then when we're not doing that, which is basically from May through November and again January through May, almost every weekend is a retreat weekend opportunity for any Christian organization that would like to come here. And we have plenty of non-military churches and organizations that come and use our facility and are blessed by the beauty and the different things that we can do here in the comfort of the facility.
Well, if I may, we'll give you a little plug here. Your website is just whitesulphursprings.org. That's easy. Don't forget to spell sulfur with a PH.
That's right.
WhitesulphurSprings.org. And if you'd like to learn more, just give me a call at the radio station. I'll give you all of Paul's contact information, the number, and so forth. You've been a treat. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
You've done a great job, I think, covering everything here. We would love to show our Bedford neighbors more about this place. The one thing I would add is just to underline again, we're celebrating 40 years of the OCF ministry here at White Sulphur Springs this summer. Yeah. And on Sunday the 17th of June, we're having a special 40th little commemoration and celebration ceremony right here on property that we'll be doing. So,
keep us. We'll have to cover it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, and it was great to talk with you, and I've enjoyed it. I've never been to a place like this before, so I always like to go to places that I've never done before. So you've obviously accomplished that for me, and thank you again. I appreciate it.
You're well.
Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by the Southern Alleghenies Museum of Art at the Anderson House. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time, right here at News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.